You mean ordained? Or? Well, in Thailand, it's they have the, I think it's a really beautiful custom of when you can ordain any time, you know, from childhood or, you know, you can become a novice monk when you're a child. After 20, then you can take full ordination, and then, and some men ordain even late in life, and so many of them were, you know, like just old people who, old monks were the, like ordained when they were 50, 60, even 70, and there's no limit on the age after 20. But they have to be, you know, they can't be like something that needs to be a burden on the Sangha. So you have to have enough faculties and things to be able to do all necessary monastic procedures. But a lot of these are, you know, men whose wives had died or and who, you know, just want to devote the rest of their life to meditation. So there are quite a few, and a lot of Lungpa Cha's old friends from childhood became monks late in life. And the same with nuns. The nuns also order was sometimes in a very, because it's a very conservative part of Thailand, in northeast Thailand, very, you know, very conservative in its world outlook. So one of the ways women could get out of a bad marriage or that wasn't, you know, through disgrace in their families was to become a nun. But Ajahn Chah is also very trying to, you know, increasing the sense of meditation, of practice, not just to use the Sangha as, you know, for old age or just as an escape, but really was very careful to try who he would accept so that they weren't doing it just for the wrong reasons, because his real interest was to guide them toward enlightenment and providing those kind of conditions. And there were so many other monasteries in Thailand that would take the others, so it's not like the only one, but there was no, age was not a problem. In the West now, you get all this, because we like to organize to an incredibly high degree. We complicate the whole thing. I can see in England now, how old should we accept somebody? And these kind of questions come up, you know, in our minds, because we're control freaks through and through.
So one of the monks who was here earlier today and was here yesterday was a he looks like quite an elder. He looks like quite an elder. He's actually only been ordained for a year or two, and he was an MD working in Dallas until last year. And he quit his medical practice and took robes and has spent much of last year actually on a property neighboring ours. And his wife, who is actually also here over this weekend, is a very keen supporter of him. So it's not like a kind of, oh dear, the marriage broke up. It's like one of the ways that a marriage can really take off. I'm not kidding. It's not considered like, oh dear, what a shame, you know, how sad. It's like, oh, how wonderful, you know, that these beings can continue to evolve. They just don't have to stay in a kind of home relationship in that way. So she is a devoted supporter and helper of her husband in his monastic life.